Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
Good, nice to see you.
It's good to see you too. People!
People! We were playing polystyrene for good reason. Why is that?
Oh, because we're going to talk about polystyrene today.
Yes, fashion icon.
Yeah, so there's been a movie that's just been released in Britain, and I don't know if we can watch it here, but it's called Polystyrene, I Am a Cliché, and it was crowdfunded and kind of organised by her daughter, Celeste.
Cool.
So if you're wondering, how come polystyrene's back at the forefront, that's probably why.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just kind of want to say, if you want to watch anything about her, there's a BBC documentary, like BBC 4, called Who is Polystyrene? It's on YouTube, and it's a free one. I think it's about 40 minutes long, and it's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
So polystyrene was born Marianne Joan Elliott Said in 1957. She kind of grew up with a single mum and was really into music. At 15, she kind of ran away from home and went around festivals and just saw, like, I think she travelled around Britain, like, hitchhiking and stuff like that. But then in 1976, she saw the Sex Pistols, and then she put in an ad in the NME, which people, New Musical Express, if people don't know what that magazine is, for young punks who want to stick it together. And then she penned Oh Bondage Up Yours and formed the band, and, you know, that's how X-Ray Specs came to be.
How old was she when she wrote that track? She must have been really young then.
She would have been 20.
Shoot. That's crazy.
Yeah, because that was released in 1977.
Mm.
Yeah. So she said, she used to say that she got her name out of the Yellow Pages, but in actual fact, it was more thought of than that. She chose it because it was kind of a lightweight, disposable product.
Cool.
Because she was, in her words, she had a total obsession about synthetic things in the modern world. So I dressed to fit, and the name and the songs and everything, so it all kind of went towards her art, because she was very environmental and concerned about, like, one person described her as being porous to the darkness and mess of the world. And if you watch this BBC documentary, you really encompass that. Like, you see her watching TV and just being like, whoa.
Yeah,
you know? She wore clothes that she found in charity shops that were very bright coloured, and she also made her own clothes out of plastic, wore military jackets and army helmets and things like that. And I guess, you know, when you really think about it, she was a woman of colour in a time when that wasn't very common.
Especially in that punk, well, not especially in that punk scene, but I think especially in the narrative we have now of that punk scene.
Yeah, and I mean, another journalist, Rachel Eggs, kind of described her as being, you know, the opposite of a sexualized woman. She had braces. She describes her as chubby, which I totally disagree with. But, you know, polystyrene kind of said things like, I am a poser and I don't care, I like to make people stare. And it was about her using herself as kind of like the product, as a argument against the other pop stars and the sexualization of people like Debbie Harry and things like that. And I think one of my favorite outfits that she wore was actually like a kind of bright blue it must be Lurex.
Yeah.
Kind of suit that looks like a Margaret Thatcher suit. But
I know
then
the
she's
one you
wearing
mean, yeah.
like an army helmet on her head.
Yeah.
And I just think that she, it was very brave of her to just really believe in her art and really be who she wanted to be.
Totally. And I think when we think about that particular moment of punk and women who were like pioneering the look of it, we always think about Vivian Westwood, which is for good reason. She was absolutely at the forefront of that. But I think polystyrene, probably for reasons related to race, is less often seen as such a like front runner of that. But she really was doing... She was really doing it in probably the truest way you could.
Yeah, and she, interesting you should say that, because polystyrene actually had a stall down the road at the markets, just kind of, I think it was like opposite sex, where she sold plastic trinkets and things like that.
Cool.
That really went with that day glow kind of aspect of her clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because I think when you first look at polystyrene and x-ray specs, you just think, oh yeah, she's just kind of just gone and just done that just because she felt like it. But there's actually a true art behind it.
Totally.
And that's what I think is really important to take away from her character, because she really did want to create a facade. Like another thing she said is, clothes are never really you. That's why people wear them. You can just create an image with clothes. They just are part of the facade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it really was an art form for her. She didn't last long as a, like, you know, post x-ray specs. After that, she kind of, she suffered from very terrible mental health issues. She ended up going and becoming a Hare Krishna. Her daughter went to live with her, of her own choice at 8, went to live with her grandparents because Polly was so unwell.
Right.
So, you know, she did come back though, like, you know, the audience will know that in 2010 she released Black Christmas, which was quite a popular song on BFM, and then she released Generation Indigo in 2011, which came out just before she died. Of breast cancer.
Yeah. She's an amazing person, and I think, you know, has yet to have, like, maybe her huge moment in the sun. Like, everybody knows who she is and stuff, but we still have this weird thing where people talk about it almost like a secondary part of the movement or something. And
yeah,
I think maybe this documentary hopefully will start to, like, pull that into the mainstream a bit more. I feel like it's a weird thing to say on BFM because we play a lot of her and we love her and stuff, but I think, you know, when you talk about that punk moment that everyone, you know, is like, these particular years are punk, you know, she's often not included in that narrative, or she's included as, like, a footnote or something. So
yeah, I think it's a lot unfairly to do with the fact that she was never considered to be a pretty punk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I actually think that's terrible, because she actually truly had the whole punk aesthetic down, all the God, I'm terrible on a Monday morning sometimes, I know. Like the yeah, whole kind of
first,
like,
week out of level 3, it's fair.
Political side of it, she totally got that and understood it, and then portrayed it to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And when you watch this documentary, it's quite fascinating to see the misogyny and the racism around her with the interviewers. And she was very, very softly spoken, and highly intelligent, but they thought that softly spoken kind of, you know, and she was a small person physically, they really kind of took it over, because I think they kind of thought, oh, she's just mousy and
she doesn't
know what she's talking about. And it's actually very frustrating to watch. Like, you just want to shake them and go, you know, bloody
sort
hell,
out,
you
know?
Yeah.
And I think she was, like, ahead of her time in a way that people are catching up to now, because a lot of the stuff that she was talking about, particularly with that environmental stuff and with the kind of intersectional nature of her music as well, is still incredibly relevant today, and maybe feels more relevant than it ever has. Maybe that's why people are coming back to her music and being like, oh, hang on a second, this was happening from the get-go, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, really read her lyrics, because they're really important and they really make sense. And I love the fact that she's taken the thing she believes in, like the environment, and worn them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, just
absolutely
being anti-plastic, but okay, I'm going to embrace that and wear that
and
let people know what is day glow, you know, what is polystyrene, is going on, you
exactly
know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've picked us a very good track. What is it?
It's Warrior in Woolworths.
Thank you very much for bringing us Polystyrene, Penelope Noir. Have a lovely Monday.
You too.
Yeah.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.